You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and it's time for your business to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. We do it every year. If you're a business who sells to the private sector or the public sector, we encourage you to apply for the Leadership Business of the Year. Maybe you have a client who should be Business Leader of the Year. There are categories for businesses under 50 employees and over 50 employees, and we encourage you to apply. Now, joining us in the Leaders Portfolio Studio today is the CEO and founder of MAGA Designs, Mr. Scott Williams. MAGA Designs creates maps for large, complex organizations in the technology, government, and aerospace industries, and nearly doubled their growth over a three-year period to $2 million in 2010. So explain what you create. Now, I've seen these maps, but for people who haven't seen them, explain what you create for clients like the Navy, IBM, Air Force, National Geographic, et cetera.
Sure, yes. We are an information visualization firm, and so we bring the clients through a process where there's literally consensus building sessions where people are on the wall, artists are working with them in a very immersive way. And the final product is literally your strategy on one piece of paper. And it's a large format, think of it as a kind of a poster, but really it serves many purposes, really as a change management tool primarily. So the leader can, like to say, is the leader is able to get up there and sort of share their vision, and literally in a nanosecond, everyone in the organization is able to take that back to their cubicle, see where they fit into the picture, and it's a really powerful tool.
So I would think the hardest thing about your business model is that you have some clients who it's very easy. Step one, step two, step three, and then you have the creativity in your team to put together something. But I would imagine that a good percent of the time, the client actually doesn't know the steps in order. And so you end up getting in this phase of, wait, but do you really want step two before step three? Or is there step 3A before step 3B? And so you kind of spend time almost become the revision to the client's idea. Is that correct?
It's definitely what we would call an information reduction process.
Okay.
So many complex. We like to say it works best in large, complex organizations, multi-stakeholder. So the government's been a great place to innovate this product. We really call it a product, a MAGA map. And so really we sit down with people and it's like, well, it takes 75 steps. Well, let's get it down to 10. And that act of going into the data and digging in, but then helping them to summarize and reduce, it's one of the hardest things in the world, I think, for people that are really close to the process. But over time, when we get people that really kind of give themselves over to the process, we get real believers, real fans of the product.
Excellent. CEO and founder of MAGA Designs, Mr. Scott Williams. And let's start with your story from the beginning. You were in the Navy, and is that where you came up with the idea of creating maps first?
Yes, I was a civil servant, but I was actually part of a co-op program, a scholarship program in Southern Maryland, in Patuxent River, Maryland. The Navy down there is called NAVAIR. And, I'd say that they did one of the best jobs in, I'd say, post-college education. So they had so many programs where we would get to work with thought leaders. And so, I mean, it wasn't like, let's read the Tom Friedman book. Like, we're going to get to spend the day with Tom Friedman. And so I really got one of my sort of leadership principles I learned from I was there for 17 years. But one of the principles I really learned was about what I'll call consumption of thought leadership. How do you take a book aboard or something aboard in such a way to make it also your own, but then to share it with the community, and whether it's customers or employees. But I'd say that the chance to consume thought leadership was really one of the things I really learned from there. And then the other thing was, it was a very non-traditional environment to build entrepreneurial skills. It's not, people don't think of the government as a place where there's buying and selling going on, but it really became a great place for learning how to profile your customers and come up with innovative ideas.
Now, I was looking in your background, and I did not see a bachelor's. Did you get a bachelor's?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, my co-op program was at University of Maryland in Baltimore, right down the street from here, UMBC.
And what's your overall leadership philosophy?
I think that what we've really tried to do is to lead through vision and lead through creativity and really both in the Navy work and then with MAGA Design, focus on building a culture first. And so I would say that, you know, we've built a culture based in large part by the book The Rise of the Creative Class by Richard Florida and other people that are, we like to say that our office in D.C. is in the Greenwich Village of D.C. But it's really about, for us, bringing commercial practices and new learning continuously into a market like the federal sphere. And I think that people that join us, we're a 20-person company, but people that join us realize that we're going to continuously invest in the staff, and we're going to try to continuously find new and exciting sort of world-opening projects for people to be a part of.
Now, you call yourselves idea architects. So mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone asks you, do team members have architectural degrees, or is that just a slant on the term?
Yeah, I would say that there are folks in the company, myself included, that would definitely pass as IT architects. We don't have, you know, proper building architects. We do have my wife is the co-owner of the firm, and she's an interior designer by trade. And so we definitely sort of, you know, play on this notion of taking architectural ideas in many different ways and sort of taking that forward. Because I think so many people, I think creativity or ideation sometimes gets a bad rap. Like, well, okay, you've got great ideas, but how do you make them real? And I think that the process that we've gone through with the company we have a lot of people that are either pre-sale or post-sale of their company that come to us and say, okay, now I really want to build my next big idea. And MAGA is a great venue for doing that.
And when you were in the Navy, what did the Navy teach you about leadership?
You know, it's such a rich environment for I think that, you know, people view the military, you know, as very kind of command and control kind of leadership environment. But it is a very, and again, we were on the scientific side, so the large programs and research, but it's a very consensus building, you know, continuous learning, continuous education type of environment. And I'd say more often than not, you know, the idea that we're not going to just jam it down people's throats. You're going to have to continue to make the case for, you know, which path is the best path. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that people don't realize if they're close in to the military is it is very much about consensus building and then finding profound ideas to then rally around in terms of the way forward or the vision.
Excellent. We're speaking with the CEO and founder of MAGA Designs, Mr. Scott Williams. Now, you mentioned that your wife is half owner. And how did that come about?
Yeah, no, we've worked together for years now, and she's really the design part of the company, and I, you know, like to think of myself as a great frustrated whiteboard sketch artist, but no, it's definitely been, you know, our company now has developed over 100 of these maps, and they're pretty, if you think of it, it's a pretty big investment for a company to make. It's a short-term project for 3 months, but to develop 100 of these in the past 4 years has been a real testament to our partnership, and so it's been great.
And I've got a quote for you. This is from Joseph Collins, Forbes Business Quote. And the quote is, every man has a right to his opinion, but no man has a right to be wrong in his facts. I'm going to say that again. Every man has a right to his opinion, but no man has a right to be wrong in his facts. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, definitely I think that the idea, especially in a project, the type of things that we do where it's so highly technical, and I'd say that it speaks to me about methodology that, you know, there's so many ways to implement software, and you hear day after day people complaining about large software projects or large military projects that are not, you know, they're overrunning or they're not, you know, meeting their goals. And I think that to a large degree, the overseeing agencies and the different people that are writing articles either don't have the access or the time to really learn the facts that many of these programs are better run and more successful, you know, than people sort of read on the front page of one of these, you know, Fed magazines. But it's difficult because sometimes the change is so vast. So, you know, implementing a financial system for 65,000 users in the Navy, I mean, something like that, there's so many stakeholders and so many people involved. I think that sometimes the folks that are not in the government need to take a little more time to get their facts from more places to actually hear the whole story.
Excellent. We're speaking with the CEO and founder of MAGA Designs, Mr. Scott Williams. Now, you know, the question, what have you failed at?
You know, it's that wasn't the question I thought you would ask, but you know, I'd say that continuous constantly trying to be kind of an outlier in terms of bringing creative ideas into the federal sector, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because I think we're very distinct in what we do. There's not a lot of people doing this. I'd say that in the federal sector, I think our company is a pioneer, but it makes it very hard to purchase and the contracting process, and continuously reminding people why, does creativity or design play an important role.
Because you provide an abnormal service. It's right. Not the standard service.
Correct. So I think that, we certainly, I wouldn't say we've had, out and out failures, but time is money. And so things that take a lot longer than we want them to, or missing opportunities to make a big impact for a client. We say that there's three sort of principles of our maps. One is that they're tactile, they engage in people through something they can touch. Two, the idea they tell multiple stories. And then third, they're about outcomes. And so for us, having a map just like a strategic plan that sits on a shelf would be horrible. The chance to have that plan get out in the water system and affect real outcomes and measurable outcomes, that's our greatest challenge, and we need to make sure we continue to do that.
Well, I want to thank you, Scott Williams, for being with us in studio.
Thank you very much.
MAGA Design CEO and founder, Mr. Scott Williams. Of course, you can find his audiocast at leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank the supporters of Leadership, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. Thank you for supporting Leadership. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you, what's in your portfolio?